FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Guadaguza Municipality says it's recovered most of the money that was illegally withdrawn from its municipal bank account. It says Absa Bank's fraud division contacted municipal officials at the end of last month, alerting them to suspicious transactions of more than 30 million rand. Newswatch's Tsakane Mhlongo reports.
The municipality says council was informed yesterday that Absa recovered more than 80% of the funds that were withdrawn, but two banks are apparently unwilling to return the remainder of the money. The municipality says it's appointed a lawyer who has filed an urgent application in the High Court in effort to get the remaining amount back. The matter is being heard today while Absa's investigation is also ongoing. The municipality had also appointed an external investigator following a council that decided that a forensic investigation was needed. Officials are expecting reports from Guadaguza's IT department, the financial management system service provider, and Absa.
Community leaders in Shallcross in the south of Durban say the construction of houses for flood victims will not go ahead.
The project should not go ahead until public engagement is done with the community. We've already objected and we got our letter as our defense from the MEC of Cocta himself that this will not go ahead until public engagement has been held.
This week, the KZN Human Settlements Department announced that construction would start on the houses for the April 2022 flood victims. It said it had identified 12 pieces of state land where construction would begin. In a statement, the Shallcross Ratepayers Association says they sent a letter to the Cooperative Governance Department last month asking that the project be paused until there's been proper public participation. The association argues the building of houses will worsen the area's existing service delivery issues. Ethan Ramkow from the Survival Centre says Jamaica Park, the site for the new houses, is the only green space in the area.
If we build on this park, what other park do we have in Shallcross in that area? And that park plays a vital role to the community. It has been used for years. And the public has not been, the residents in the ward has not been engaged over this housing issue. See, we believe that there's other pieces of land that they should look at. If they do go around Shallcross, there is other pieces of land that can be used for such a project. Why use a park?
13 of the 14 South African soldiers killed recently in the DRC will be laid to rest with full military honours. The SANDF says their funerals will take place from Saturday until the 1st of March. Another soldier has already been laid to rest in Limpopo. And the Netherlands says it's returning more than 100 Benin bronzes to Nigeria that British troops looted in the late 19th century and ended up in a Dutch museum. British soldiers stole the ancient sculptures, including depictions of royal figures and animals, in 1897 from the Kingdom of Benin in modern-day Nigeria. The treasures were then sold and had been displayed at the World Museum in Leiden. The top story this hour. Guadaguza Municipality says it's recovered 80% of the money that was illegally withdrawn from its municipal bank account. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.